USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With 1 week to go, the presidential candidates are crisscrossing the country, making last-minute pushes for support. At a rally in Michigan, President Trump attacked former Vice President Joe Biden for past economic policies that hurt Michigan workers.
Biden was a cheerleader for DAFTA. You got killed by DAFTA. A catastrophe for the auto industry and for your state. Following NAFTA, one-third of the auto jobs left and they went to Mexico and Canada, but they went to Mexico. Biden enthusiastically voted for China's entry into the World Trade Organization, fueling the rise of China on the backs of Michigan workers.
Biden held events Tuesday in Georgia looking for support in a state that hasn't voted for a Democratic president since 1992. His running mate Kamala Harris campaigned in Nevada, while former President Barack Obama was on the stump for them in Florida. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Police in Philadelphia now have National Guard support throughout the night.
The Pennsylvania National Guard has been deployed to Philadelphia as the city struggles through a second night of violence and riots after two officers fatally shot a black man, 27-year-old Walter Wallace Jr. The move by Governor Tom Wolf, a Democrat, to activate the Guard, it's a departure from other Democratic governors who've been hesitant to mobilize troops amid unrest. Lieutenant Colonel Keith Hickox confirms that several hundred guardsmen are assisting local police in protecting life, property, and the right to peacefully assemble and protest. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Wall Street continued to be hesitant about rising numbers of coronavirus cases. The Dow Jones Industrial Average Tuesday slid 222 points to finish the day down 0.8%. The S&P 500 closed under 3,400 points for the first time in more than 3 weeks. The NASDAQ, however, was boosted by gains in the tech sector to gain a little more than 0.5%. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Could Texas be turning blue? Democratic groups are making a push in the state for former Vice President Joe Biden, but could it be enough? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Billionaire Michael Bloomberg is planning to spend around $15 million to help Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden defeat President Trump in Texas and Ohio during the final week of the campaign. The president won both states in 2016, and holding on to both states is crucial to his re-election prospects. Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke tells MSNBC, though, he believes Texas could go blue.
In the most voter-suppressed state in the country, you're already seeing record turnout, and so much of that is fueled by black voters and Latino voters and voters in communities of color, precisely the ones that we're turning out today with the Texas Organizing Project. So this is Biden's state to lose, and we are doing our part here in Texas. We would love to see Joe Biden come down here as well.
The CEOs of Twitter, Facebook, and Google will be before the Senate Judiciary Committee Wednesday to face questioning over accusations of bias and their special protections under the Communications Decency Act. Senator Roger Wicker says these companies have immense power as the gatekeepers of information. The Mississippi Republican told Fox Business that it's clear to him that these companies have allowed a blatant bias to direct their activities.
When it comes to policing what actually gets out to the public and what doesn't, there's a bit of bias on behalf of the liberal point of view and a whole lot more restriction to conservative thought.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.